The stoat managed to gasp out between clattering teeth.
It was all coils and scales with three heads, sir. But the middle head was the worst. Bigger than the other two, with four eyes, two black and two green. He had big golden horns on his head. I tell you, my earth, it did.
Big Og wailed out in panic.
Wicky's right, sir. That's just how it looked. Oh, please let us go, sir. Don't ask us to go back there and take you to the spot.
Skipper stood up, winding the sling around his paw.
You've no need to. Come on, Log. I know where the place is.
Logalog kicked the two stoats upright.
Put that fire out and run for your lives.
Wicky and Bergog kicked earth over the smouldering fire.
Thank you, sir. We're going. Thank you kindly.
Hey, we don't want to see Mossflower again ever. Thank you.
Noon was running to long shadows as Skipper and Logalog approached the glade where the cloaks and lanterns lay. Both drew their swords and crept silently forward. Suddenly, the sunlit afternoon woodlands had become a place laden with menace. Logalog's nose twitched, and the shrew blenched.
Good grief, do you smell that?
Skipper did. Then he heard the grass rustling, slowly at first, then speeding up and becoming faster as it got closer to them. Logalog grabbed his friend's paw and dashed off away from the hidden terror, all his instincts telling him not to stop but to run. Throwing caution to the winds, he shouted at Skipper.
Quick, mate, or we're dead beasts. Run for it!
The otter ran then, but as he did, he chanced a swift backward glance and saw what was hunting them. The sight lent wings to his flight. Seizing Logalog, he bounded forward, pulling the shrew along so fast that at times his footpaws lost contact with the ground. Long after the danger had passed and the hunter had quit pursuing them, they were still running out onto the path and down toward the ancient abbey, reflecting the first evening light from its warm, huge sandstone bulk, toward Redwall, home and safety to all who dwelt therein.